News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. A man is arrested by OSB agents after making threats towards public officials. 52-year-old William Rasmussen allegedly made threats aimed at Governor Kevin Stitt and Attorney General Gretchen Drummond. He has been previously arrested for allegedly making a threat towards the Rogers County Courthouse. Rasmussen has been booked into the Rogers County Jail. The investigation is ongoing. Violation of campaign finance rules is on the agenda when the State Ethics Commission goes into executive session during its meeting today. Commissioners will consider action on three cases, possibly alleging the misuse of public funds, public property, and/or election influencing. The closed-door session will also take up three complaints alleging ethics rules violations. The rocket's red glare may glow all year, but only in unregulated areas. State Capitol correspondent Trey Davis has more.
The new fireworks law still gives cities and towns the ability to regulate fireworks within city limits. As such, the city of Oklahoma City reminds residents its ban of 1912 remains in effect. Among those merriment makers considered a serious safety hazard are sparklers, snakes, bottle rockets, and all consumer-grade fireworks. Edmond, Midwest City, Moore, Norman, Nichols Hills, The Village, and Yukon have similar bans in place.
A busy weekend on tap at Oklahoma City's Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. Tonight is Salute to Armed Forces Night. Tinker Air Force Base Installation Commander Colonel Cisco Harris will throw out the first pitch while players and coaches take the field in special commemorative camouflage jerseys and hats. Friday night, fireworks will follow the game. Saturday, the home team honors the centennial of the naming of the Mother Road. With Route 66 night, Comets players and coaches will take the field in special commemorative jerseys and special in-game entertainment will take place. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
I was live streaming makeup tips when my internet went down. My followers were furious, like both of them.
Someone damaged the gas line and our service was turned off for safety. Now my chili is ruined and I'm simmering.
As my daughter was digging into my chocolate delight, someone dug through a water main. No water.
No bath.
No delight.
All because my neighbor didn't contact 811.
Oki 811 reminds you to contact 811 before digging.
In 1958, the Hillary family purchased a small telephone company in their hometown of Medicine Park. Now in their third generation, Hillary delivers state-of-the-art services across rural Oklahoma. From Main Street business owners and our future generation of leaders, to farmers at the heart of our rural economies, Hillary is always innovating, consistently connecting, and relentlessly going where others won't. Because every community, every person, matters.